Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load Talking. We're going to open up the day with writer Rob Morse. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon. Whatever salutation works.
Good afternoon, Bill. I want to jump in and talk about and really jump on Colorado. We see a lot of Democrat legislators going, let's throw some hate on gun owners. And I know Democrats who say, I'm pro-gun, and I go, well, how come none of your politicians vote that way? And they hem and they haw, and I go, oh, look, I'm glad that you like firearms. I'm glad you support the right to keep and bear. Would you mind voting that way? And then things get real quiet. There was a mandatory firearms insurance bill in California. I'm sorry, Colorado. All right, don't give them ideas. It covers, now this is interesting, if you shoot yourself by accident, you're not covered, but if there's a visitor who's injured, then this insurance is supposed to pay for the accidental or unintentional. We only a lawyer has to say both of those, right? Discharge of a firearm, the fines are $50 and $1,000. I'm sorry, $500 and $1,000. But by the way, if after you're charged, you get the insurance, I think there's a waiver. So this is really strange. This caught my eye just because it's such lawyer speak. If you're denied being insured by two or more insurers, or you're indigent, meaning too poor, then you can petition the court for, to be exempt. And I'm going, right, because people who are too poor to afford firearms insurance can always afford access to lawyers. I'm just, wow. It only okay, that just proves that the Colorado lawyers have listened to themselves for a very long time and don't get out much. How they get elected, I don't know. My concern is that this is a nuisance bill designed to, oh, we'd like to give you the gun, but our city requires that you show insurance before we can. And I want to shoot down that theory. And you do it every day. I miss some of your broadcasts. I'm sorry. In theory, the gun control guys are claiming that society would be safer because bad guys would be disarmed. Kids wouldn't get guns. Maybe. Let's look at the other side. Honest gun owners do a phenomenal job of keeping guns away from kids. It's sad. Now, this is the definition of kids that extends up into 19-year-olds. So you go, okay, are those accidents or was that gang-related? Our best estimate, it's a little under one accidental death from a firearm a day. Now we got to use perspective. How much benefit do guns cost? We use firearms in legally justified self-defense 7,600 times a day.
Right.
So here's a law. It will pretend to save lives because maybe instead of 350 kids being shot, it would become 349. Save a life. How many of those 7,600 a day will go away when we've made it harder to legally own a gun? This bill can do harm. Anyway.
Well, see, the thing, what I see coming out of Colorado, and now here to, and they're talking about rescinding the FASTER program, aren't they? They're talking about disarming the teachers
right.
there as well.
There are two gun-free zone bills. One originally just, you know, hit basically the whole state, and then somebody said, this is going to fail if you include schools, so they made the school prohibition a separate bill. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Right. So they're discussing this, and at the same time, it's sheer lunacy to get out there and think that by doing that, they're going to save anybody.
Right.
I've never seen a shred of evidence that says gun control saves anybody, to be honest with you. I hear all the time, well, we stopped this many people. No, when you look at those numbers, that turns out to be a bunch of false negatives. You stopped them once, but then upon closer scrutiny, it turned out to be a false negative. So that was never a thing. That was never actually something that you could sit back and say, oh, well, we lay claim to that. And,
right.
what they're proposing to do and what they're trying to do is it's wiping the lipstick off of the pig.
Yes. And it's still a pretty ugly animal.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Let's go there, because I've been to Colorado twice to train with school and church staff who are authorized to carry on their facility to a person. I think those volunteers are admirable. Here's the problem I have with it. It's a non-problem.
Right.
Those armed school staff have never had an accident. Never, ever, ever. The ones that I know about that were trained, others that were trained. So what I think this is a anti-gun politician. Perhaps it's an anti-gun billionaire who goes, I'm offended that school boards have the freedom to select armed staff because, what was it? I don't remember the number. There are hundreds and hundreds of schools that are undefended. They don't have SROs, or the SRO is there every fourth day.
Right.
Because he's split between four other schools. There's never been an accident when the school board said, go get some training. Let's see the results. Good. You did a great job. Thank you for your dedication. Would you consider volunteering to be on an armed first responder at school? We can't become safer because not only did they never have an accident, they never had an attack. Because when they took down the gun-free zone sign, the murderer said, ooh, I should go somewhere else because I could get killed if I try and be a Rambo here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this article the other day, and it's by Cassandra McBride, and she just did a deep dive in statistics. Now, the only one I disagree with her on is she says that there's, and this is very vague, greater than 82 million lawful gun owners, and she goes at this in a really interesting angle, because the gun grabbers always talk about it's the guns. They never blame the individual doing the crime. It's because of guns. So she decided to look at this from a standpoint of guns per 100 people versus crime.
Right.
So here's, and we can talk about this in the next segment if you want to as well, but I mean, what she found, 53% of the 21 states with restrictive concealed carry laws have a higher violent crime rate than the national average.
Yep.
55% of states with a violent crime rate below the national average have permitless carry.
Yep.
40% of firearm possessed criminals were already prohibited from carrying a gun.
Yep.
68% convicted of crimes while in possession of a firearm were already felons. And since we're always being told we should be like these places, the UK and Australia have a higher number of homicides per firearm than the United States.
Wow. Is that off of ammo.com by any chance?
I don't know where it came from. I've got a copy. I mean, if you want me to copy it and send it to you, I'd be happy to, because it's a,
yeah,
it's one of those things.
Send me an email.
But there's the other one that, you know what? We'll continue this on the other side. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. And you brought up Colorado, and I just remember this thing that I was talking about the other day, and I wanted to throw this in here. And I'm just going to give you, when we're talking about nations and homicide rates, okay?
Right, right.
And since Colorado is characterizing it because the guns are the bad thing, here's the thing. Nigeria, 44,200 homicides, 3 guns per 100 people. Brazil, 40,824, 8.29 guns per 100 people. Mexico, 35,700, 12.91 guns. India, 28,522, 5.3 guns. The United States, 24,867 homicides, 120.48 guns per 100 people.
Yes.
So it's not the guns. It's not the guns.
It's not the guns.
No, it is not the guns. And for every homicide in the United States, Americans have access to 20,107 firearms per homicide. In the UK, only 915.
Right.
So more firearms do not. And this is the best part. This is the best part because I've long said this is the issue. The United States in 2022 and 2023 had 2,486,144 reported violent crimes. That's homicide, rape, armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. The UK in the same time period, 4,210,952. So nearly, not quite double, but they have 1/10 of the firearms in the US, and the UK has twice as many violent crimes.
And their population is a fraction of ours.
Yes.
So it is really violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
And see, this is the thing. I look at what I look at is violence, right?
Right.
Somebody comes and beats me with my mailbox to half to death. I'm not going to be sitting back there going, oh, well, thank God he didn't shoot me. You know, in that particular case, the assault weapon that day is the mailbox.
Right.
But, you know. I get where they come with all of this stuff when we know all of these, and I know that they can use statistics to lie and everything, but this person took this really deep dive into this stuff, and, you know.
Charles Heller. I think he's been on your show.
No, I've never had him on my show, to be honest with you. I would like to, but I haven't.
Interesting. Reach out. I'm sure he'd be glad. He and I were talking, and he goes, Rob, how many times have you used your gun? And I said, I use it all the time. I've never drawn it in a self-defense situation. Never, ever. He goes, wow. Now, he's in Tucson, and he says, yeah, I presented it about 5 times. Some of those events were directed at me. Some I just was, if you will, a bystander, and the police, you know, flood an area and I see that there's a bad guy running around and I get out of my car and go hide behind something that'll stop bullets and have my gun out. But I was surprised that it was that high. And we don't all live the same lives. I didn't think I lived in a particularly safe area. But evidently I do. I avoid trouble.
I've had to draw it twice. Both times I was a milkman.
Yeah.
I was at it. Back in those days, I had to be out in the city at dark 30. Different place. Totally different place. in the middle of the night. Totally different place.
I want to talk about, you're pointing out that the people who write gun laws don't know a lot. Here was a bill that came out of Hawaii, and they're trying to fish for Bloomberg bucks, I'm pretty sure. It outlaws the possession of ammunition by anyone who's under 21. Now, there's an exception if you're target shooting or hunting. Maybe this makes sense. Okay. Should your teenager be charged when they carry your gun bag from the shooting range to the car?
Well, I guess if you go by the technicality, yes. But if that's the technicality, it's a stupidly put together statute.
Yes. And then there's the part that, you know, there's, if you will, the false positives. That kid's a risk. Are you out of your mind? he's just taking a firearm safety class. Or maybe in many cases, he helps his dad or mom teach it. Okay. Now imagine your 20-year-old daughter. She's married. She's got a stalker. She should be disarmed. And not only is her having a gun illegal, each cartridge that she has is an additional penalty. Why? What violence has she perpetrated on society? None. She's trying to defend herself. So again, because criminals use a gun they're trying to blame all of us who are gun owners. It doesn't work that way. Let me, I want to underline that with a story out of Georgia. Did you see this? Because it's just so over the top. 150 people, including a bunch of prison guards, were using drones to smuggle cell phones, drugs, and weapons into Georgia prisons. And I'm going, I'm pretty sure they knew that was illegal.
Yeah.
If only we had another law. It's got to be super secret probation to not bring drugs and guns into the, anyway. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I look at the red flag laws.
Right.
Every state in the United States already has a law in place prior to red flag laws to where if you're exhibiting being a danger to yourself or others, they can take you and put you in the rubber room for 72 hours.
Right.
They don't have to have a judge's order or anything else. That's already a statute. They can just go do it. But see, the once again, because the anti-gunners focus on the gun versus on the perpetrator, they're going for the guns, and they're leaving the dangerous thing outside with the red flag law, because the dangerous thing is the person.
Somebody called it, right, somebody called it, let's go arrest the gun.
Yeah.
Which, to me, now, part of me understands the pernicious politics behind that. You have a 72-hour hold. If it's a throwaway charge, some people go, all right, that's 3 days of my life I can never get back. If they're serious about it, it's, I believe it's two medical evaluations that have to take place by different doctors before they can say, wow, you do require hospitalization involuntary because you're a danger to yourself and others. Finding two psychiatrists that you can drag in to interview somebody is expensive.
Yeah.
And the state wants to see if they can frighten honest people away from owning firearms because they, what is it? Because doing the real work is too hard.
Yeah. I look at all these things. You know what? We're coming up on the next break. We'll go. We need to do the attributions where they need to go. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
Real quick, I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Bill and I find something to talk about.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want guns-free California. Police in Vallejo, been there many, many times,
yeah.
Responded to a call. Criminals saw a bunch of guys going, "Ooh, look at that behavior. Those look like the bad guys. Cops chase them. Bad guys run." The police evidently had a slow day. They had enough manpower. They were able to flood the area, get all six of the suspects. One of them, who is shocked, had $100,000 worth of warrants out for him in other counties. Four of the five firearms that they recovered had Glock switches. Whoa, what's a Glock switch, you ask? So glad. That is a full auto sear on a Glock so that when you press the trigger, the firearm will continue to fire. Now, if you've ever fired a machine pistol, it's not how fast it slows. It's almost like, can we slow this thing down? Because I'm shooting bullets at the sky because I can't control the recoil on a short firearm.
Right.
But the criminals are carrying. It's also, I'll guarantee you, those firearms are illegal. You can't get a permit to have a full auto pistol, and the federal penalty is 10 years of federal time. There are enhancements on top of that for using the firearm in the commission of a crime. Now, I don't know, the article was so focused on, oh, these guys had illegal firearms, they didn't actually tell us why they were why the cops were chasing them in the first place. But I looked to find out, were any of these five, were five of the six at least, prosecuted for having, submitted to federal court. Hey, judge, this is a federal crime. Why don't you prosecute this? As near as I can tell, they were not. So that's at least a sheriff, if not a police chief, playing politics. Here, not only is it free, someone else will do the prosecution. One, can you count on the Biden administration to actually prosecute federal crimes? And two, are you going to get a bunch of blowback because Johnny was walking around with an illegally modified firearm and now mom's not going to see him for 10 years? If you want to stop crime, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And the reason that do you remember it was almost a year ago, Colleen Noir must have had a tickler file because this came back up. It was a Florida sheriff that said that every one of the home invaders in his county who gets shot and killed, he's checked the records and they had zero instances where they reoffended. Now, he said that on a news broadcast and everybody got all offended. That was a year ago. And the sheriff goes, by the way, everyone was offended that I said that. We have not had a home invasion robbery. Now, they may have had a burglary, but not with a occupied building in the last year. This is Santa Rosa County. That includes Pensacola. This is not some little two-horse town in Florida. I wouldn't have said it that way. Good for him for saying it. And it looks like making that statement worked. A bunch of the druggies went, no, someone could be home. We could get killed here. Don't do that.
Some of the druggies could be home. Okay. All right. Yeah. Do these guys actually live in a house and pay bills? The ones that come up with these ideas and these positions, do they lead anything that resembles normal life?
A lot of them are, mom demand activists who are paid by Bloomberg. I'm sure some of them might even be sincere, but they're fed a press release and don't handle the material often enough to understand the deeper truths behind it. There are a handful of guys. Bill, you are so familiar with this material. You touch it every day. Mm. You're another John Lott. Now, John does a bunch of research. He'll get the statistics, but you in your just mental library go, wait a minute, I read something like that said, you're smarter than those bears, buddy.
No. That's very nice. I don't ever put myself in the same league as John Lott. John,
Me either.
Yeah. John is a special kind of, his, the way he develops a fact pattern is, alarmingly right. Consistent. That kind of consistency is not seen. If you were looking at handmade somethings or other, most handmade somethings or other always have minor deviations because it's impossible to replicate it over and over and over again in the physical world. But in the mental world, John is, he is crazy consistent. His yep. ability to be consistent is alarming.
Okay, I'm going to go for consistency. We're going to go to Chicago.
Okay, well, that's consistent. And it's always consistent.
That's all right. A violence influencer. What's that? It's a guy who won't hold a job. He's a repeat felon. Maybe if we gave him money, he'd quit robbing people.
Oh.
And somebody went, that's a good idea?
Mm.
Well, okay, he was found arrested on narcotics cases in 2018, 2013, 2008, and 2007. By the way, prior convictions for felon in possession of a firearm, rearrested by the cops for having a firearm. And Chicago was paying him. So, no, the cops... to me, is that a flaw or is that a feature? I can't tell.
Well, it depends on which side you're looking at it from. From our side, it's a flaw.
But if you're the politician, you've got another guy who will talk you up on the street because you're paying him money. You turned him to a, what did they call Barack Obama? A
community organizer.
Community organizer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing with that is all of those guys in Chicago, they keep coming up on gun charges.
Right. Right. The politicians, not just the hoods.
Yeah. They keep coming. All the ones that are out there that are like, well, we don't need police. We'll just hire these felons. They know how to talk it. They talk the talk. And then they turn around and then they talk the talk while they're doing an armed robbery.
Right. where was this guy arrested? I think it was New York City. He's a migrant influencer. Okay, he's an illegal immigrant, had a social media channel, just got arrested. Also, by the way, a convicted criminal out on parole, and they caught him with a gun.
Yeah.
And look, while you're on parole, you can't possess, ship, transport, receive firearms or ammunition. Outskirts of Columbus. Sorry, wrong state.
Is this the one that was he the one saying, telling people how to squat in people's homes?
Yes, that's the guy.
Yeah, they got him. They got him on. They got him. There's a picture of him on his channel inspecting an AR-15 as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. That's put that under the label of unforced error. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I write the Slopex blog. There are 2,200 articles there waiting for you. They're sort of by category. I talk about guns. I talk about self-defense. I talk about protecting schools and what a great job our neighbors do with that. Bill and I find something to talk about.
Yeah, it's, you know, one day we're going to wake up and it's going to be shocking. We're going to be like, we're just come on and go. So once again, Rob and I, we don't have anything really to bring up to you because everything is finally calmed down. But until that time, we will be standing by and, hey, what kind of holster did you buy? You know, that kind of thing anyway. Like, what kind of holster did you buy this week? When are you going to go take the next class? That'll be what we talk about one day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer Rob Morse. Where'd you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to D.C. There's been a huge amount of societal upheaval. Remember COVID? That wasn't that long ago. D.C. shut down everything. You know, unless a lot of government departments, they just said, go home, we'll call you in. Some of them are just now coming back years later. And then there were lawsuits that said, wait a minute, because the police aren't policing, crime is going crazy, I want to buy a gun, you guys have to find a way to let me do that. Police were actually selling firearms. Before, you'd go find a gun store in another nearby state and have it transferred through the D.C. police.
Right.
Someone then looked at the stats and they went, wait a minute. We have gun owners in D.C., not as many as we should, but we have some. But the guns that were sold during that period when the D.C. police were supervising the transfer, a huge number of those are showing up at crime scenes. And now there's some real serious questions about, were the D.C. cops selling guns out the back door? Maybe they were. Maybe they were sold to honest people. Maybe those honest folks didn't store them carefully enough. But they're seeing that, what is it? Normally it's like 11 years from sale to crime scene if a gun is used at all on a crime. Vast number of them never, ever are. So they're digging into that to try and find out, were all the 4473s gone through appropriately? Were the background checks done? So the notion that only cops should have guns, that didn't work out so well in D.C.
Well, I want to know one thing. Now, we've been hearing about all of the rogue FFLs. All the ones that sell to the criminals. And, you know, we hear about this. We very rare. And, like, if you're a big box store and you sell a million guns per year, the chances of you selling a gun that ends up at a crime scene is going to be exponentially higher than a mom and pop store that sells 500 guns a year. That's just the law of averages. And since, you know, robbers are looking for opportunities and they break into cars looking for guns and stuff like that, then of course that's going to lead to that. But they're out there shutting down FFLs that have been in business for a long time just because of pen and ink mistakes on the 4473 without having any tracings whatsoever. They're just going in there and they're fishing for it and they find it. And in the end, they make it to where the fine they want to be. The one that I have had every gun come to that I've ever tested up to this point since I've been doing this show, I got shut down, and because of pen and ink mistakes on 4473s, they would have had to have paid $650,000 to stay open.
Right.
They didn't have it.
Yep.
Because it was a mom and pop.
Now, so here's that. FFLs are put on a list where the feds can come in and copy their book, where they write the firearms in, firearms out disposition. To end up on that, you have to have 25 searches done in the last 2 years.
Right.
That absolutely does not mean that a firearm was involved in a crime. If somebody turned in a gun that you ever sold out of that gun store, and they turned it in and the police ran a record on it, it shows up. Somebody, there was a case, this particular gun store, I was studying it. A guy is going through divorce. He goes to the, he goes to the feds. How can I turn these guns in? I need to have them not in my possession, because otherwise I'm afraid my wife and her lawyer will accuse me of a firearms crime.
Right.
I just want to get away from that problem. And I think the feds actually said, okay, we'll hold them, which is unusual. Most often they just say, just let an FFL hold them. All of the guns they then, because of, federal department regulations, if we took possession, we're going to run it. If you're involved in a auto accident, you're incapacitated, and that just might mean a hurt ankle. When the cop takes possession of that firearm from you, they'll hold it, they'll run it. It doesn't really mean that it was involved in a crime. But if that happens for 25 firearms, 25 background searches in 2 years, so 12 and change a year, now the feds can come in and look at your books. I think this was a way to make sure the feds would always have an excuse to go look at all the books at Cabela's, Walmart, all those big box stores. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. That's pernicious. We need to make that against the law.
Well, we do, but, and you're the one that has pointed this out more than once. They go for the quantity versus quality, and they go out there and they throw a lot of things at us all the time that we have to turn around and pivot and fight to a degree, and it takes longer to fight it than it does to impose it. And
right.
they know they can't win the ultimate poker match, and they're just delaying the inevitable. But
right,
you know, they do it nonetheless. And I don't know what they think is going to happen. I don't know which salient point's going to come to light where we go, well, you know, they're right. We shouldn't have guns. Guns are bad. I don't know where they think that actually occurs. At what point do they think that actually happens?
I think we know. You've probably had people go, you know, I went to get a gun and I had to do a background check and an ID, and my license had this problem, and I had to go get my driver's license up to date. I thought it was as easy as, was it getting a head of broccoli? Was that the Barack Obama quote, or a carrot, something like vegetables?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. It's easier to buy vegetables and get a library book than it is to get a firearm in the United States.
Just ask the people of California during COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
What was that proposition? Okay. What was the proposition that the 10-day proposition in California? Was it 67?
There was already a 10. Yeah, there was just a bucket of. It was a constitutional amendment.
Okay.
And there was just a bucket of that in that one. Yes. Pieces of it have been overturned already.
Not the 10-minute waiting period or the 10-day waiting period. Yeah. Not that one. That one's still in place. I'm almost certain of. That was a thing, wasn't it? In California, when you're talking about, yeah, it's easier to buy a gun than it is a sprig of broccoli or check out, like get a library card. They found that out. Now, Are they counting on the fact that some people just forget that part of it?
Yes.
When they say some of the nonsense they say, because their talking points never, ever change.
You and I should write a book on this. If they throw enough nonsense at the wall, the headline surfers will go, well, it said right here, so it must be true. Meaning, if there are 50 headlines that say guns are bad and three that say, thank God grandma had a gun, too many people never dig deep. There's a case like that out of Tennessee. Finally, they're passing a bill that said, you know, your local school board could arm school staff because, wow, how many, again, I forgot how many schools were uncovered by school resources officers all the time students are there. But they have to take a 40-hour class each and every year.
Yeah.
And here's my concern. 40-hour class, that's a lot of time. You and I are gun geeks. For you and I, that's another couple hours because we're already doing 30 hours of training. But that's not true in every school. So how many schools will be unprotected because we had a perfect defender that said, no, this is too hard?
Well, we're going to have to leave that question as the last question asked. We'll come back and answer that next week if all things go well. How do they find Mr. Rob Morse?
Thank you, Bill. I write this Slow Facts blog. Been doing that for a decade. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you. They're often reprinted at Ammo Land and at Ops Lens. Who's up next?
Mr. Zimmerman.
Finally, my buddy.
Finally, the stars align and we get things back the way we like for them to be. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.